ಪ್ರಾವಚ್ಯಮಾನೇನ ಹೃದಾತ್ರೇಂದ್ರಿಯಃ ಸಮೃದ್ಧಿಭಿಃ ಪುರುಷಬುದ್ಧಿಸಾಕ್ಷಿಣಾಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯೇಷಾಮಧಿರೋಧಂ ಮಂದಸಾ ಪರಂಪದಂ ದೇಷ್ಟಿ ಯದಾಸುರಹರಿಂ ಪಾಪಚ್ಯಮಾನೇನ ಹೃದಾತ್ರೇಂದ್ರಿಯಃ ಸಮೃದ್ಧಿ ಪುರುಷ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿಣಾಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯೇಷಾಮಧಿರೋಧಂ ಅಂಜಸಾ ಪರಂ ಪದಂ ದ್ವೇಷ್ಟಿ ಯತಾಸುರಹರಿಂ ಪಾಪಚ್ಯಮಾನೇನ ಹೃದಾತುರೇಂದ್ರಿಯಃ ಸಮೃದ್ಧಿಭಿಃ ಪುರುಷ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿಣಾಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯೇಷಾಮಧಿರೋಧಂ ಅಂಜಸಾ ಪರಂ ಪದಂ ದೇಷ್ಟಿ ಯತಾಸುರಹರಿಂ ಪಾಪಚ್ಯಮಾನೇನ ಉದಾದುರೇಂದ್ರಿಯಃ ಸಮೃದ್ಧಿಭಿಃ ಪುರುಷ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿಣಾಂ ಅಕಲ್ಪಯೇಷಾಮಧಿರೋಧಂ ಮಂಜಸಾ ಪರಂ ಪದಂ ದೇಷ್ಟಿ ಯತಾಸುರಹರಿಂ
ಅಪಾಕ್ಷಮಾನೇನ
ಪಾಪಚ್ಯಮಾನೇನ
ವಾಣಿ
ಅತುರೇಂದ್ರಿಯ
ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್
ಸಮೃದ್ಧಿ
ಬೈ ಪಾಯಸ್ ರೆಪ್ಯುಟೇಷನ್
ಪುರುಷ ಬುದ್ಧಿ ಸಾಕ್ಷಿಣಾಂ
ದೋಸ್ ಅಬ್ಸಾರ್ಬ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಥಾಟ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಲಾರ್ಡ್
ಅಕಲ್ಪ
ಬೀಂಗ್ ಅನೇಬಲ್
ಆಫ್ ದೋಸ್ ಪರ್ಸನ್ಸ್
ಅಧಿರೋಢಂ ಅಂಜಸಾ
ಕ್ವಿಕ್ಲಿ
ಪರಂ
ಮೇರ್ಲಿ
ಪದಂ ಟು ದ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್
ವೆಷ್ಟಿ
ಎನ್ವಿ
ಯತ ಆಸ್ ಮಚ್ ಆಸ್
ಅಸುರ
ಡಿಮನ್ಸ್
ಹರಿಂ ದ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ಹೆಡ್ Translation, one who is conducted by false ego and thus always distressed both mentally and sensually cannot tolerate the opulence of self-realized persons. Being unable to rise to the standard of self-realization, he envies such persons as much as demons envy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the real reason for the enmity between Lord Shiva and Daksha is explained here. Daksha was envious of Lord Shiva because of Shiva's high position as an incarnation of a quality of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and because Shiva was directly in contact with the Super Soul and was therefore honored and given a better sitting place than he. There are many other reasons also. Daksha, being materially puffed up, could not tolerate the high position of Lord Shiva, so his anger at Lord Shiva's not standing up in his presence only the final manifestation of his envy. Lord Shiva is always in meditation, always perceived the Super Soul as expressed here by the words Purusha Bodhi Sakshinam. The position of one whose intelligence is always absorbed in meditation upon the Supreme Personality of God is very great and cannot be imitated by anyone, especially an ordinary person. When Daksha entered the arena of the Yajna, Lord Shiva was in meditation and might not have seen Daksha enter, but Daksha took the opportunity to curse him because Daksha maintained an envious attitude toward Shiva for a long time. Those who are actually self-realized see every individual body as a temple of the Supreme Personality of God, and because the Supreme Personality of God is Parama, the future, is residing in everyone's body. When one offers respect to the body, it is not to the material body, but to the presence of the Supreme Lord. Thus, one who is always in meditation upon the Supreme Lord is always offering obeisances. But since Daksha was not very elevated, he thought that obeisances were offered to the material body, and because Lord Shiva did not offer respect to his material body, Lord Daksha became envious. Such persons, being unable to rise to the standard of self-realized souls like Lord Shiva, are always envious. The example given here is very suitable. Asuras, demons, or atheists are always envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They simply want to kill him. Even in this age, we find some so-called scholars coming in Bhagavad Gita who are envious of Krishna. And Krishna says, man manam bhavat bhakta, always think of me, become my devotee and surrender unto me. The so-called scholars come in that it is not to Krishna that we have to surrender. That is envy. Asuras are atheists, the demons, without reason or cause, are envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Similarly, instead of offering respect to self-realized persons, foolish men who cannot approach the highest standard of self-realization are always envious, although there is no reason. My dear young wife, certainly friends and relatives offer mutual greetings by standing up, welcoming one another, and offering obeisance. But those who are elevated to the transcendental platform, the intelligence, offer such respect to the super soul who is sitting within the body, not to the person who identifies with the body. Purport, it may be argued that since Daksha was the father-in-law of Lord Shiva, it was certainly the duty of Lord Shiva to offer him respect. And so that argument is explained here, that when a learned person stands up and offers his obeisances to the level, he offers respect to the super soul who is sitting within everyone's heart. It is seen, therefore, among Vaishnavas that even when a disciple offers obeisances to a spiritual master, the spiritual master immediately returns the obeisances, because they are mutually offered not to the body but to the super soul. Therefore, the spiritual master must also offer respect to the super soul situated in the body of the disciple. The Lord says in Srimad Bhagavatam that offering respect to his devotees is more valuable than offering respect to him. Devotees do not identify with the body, so offering respect to a Vaishnava is offering respect to Vishnu. It is stated also that in a matter of etiquette, as soon as one sees a Vaishnava, one must immediately offer respect, including indicating the super soul sitting within. A Vaishnava sees the body as a temple of Vishnu. Since Lord Shiva had already offered respect to the super soul and Krishna consciousness, offering respect to Daksha, who identified with his body, was already performed. There was no need to offer respect to his body, for that is not directed by any big injunction. Text 23, am I always engaged in offering obeisance to Lord Vasudeva in pure Krishna consciousness? Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness, which the Supreme Personality of God, known as Vasudeva, is revealed without any covering. Purport, the living entity is constitutionally pure, asanga yayam purusha. In the Vedic literature, it is said that the soul is always pure and uncontaminated by material attachments. The identification of the body with the soul is due to misunderstanding. As soon as one is fully Krishna conscious, it is understood that one is in his pure original constitutional position. This state of existence is called sudasattva, which means that it is transcendental to the material qualities. The sudasattva existence is under the direction of action of the internal potency. In this state, the activities of material consciousness stop. For example, when iron is put into a fire, it becomes warm. And when red hot, although it is iron, it acts like fire. Similarly, when copper is recharged with electricity, it acts as, its action as copper stops, it acts as electricity. Bhagavad Gita also confirms that anyone who engages in unadulterated devotional service to the Lord is at once elevated to the position of pure Brahman. Mam cha yoga vicharina bhakti yogena sevate sagurani savatikta tan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. Therefore, sudasattva, as described in this verse, is a transcendental position which is technically called Vasudeva. Vasudeva is also the name of the person from whom Krishna appears. This verse explains that the pure state is called Vasudeva because in that state of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of God, it is revealed without any covering. To execute unadulterated devotional service, therefore, one must follow the rules and regulations of devotional service without desire to gain material profit by fruit of activities or mental speculation. In pure devotional service, one simply serves the Supreme Personality of God as a matter of duty, without reason, without being impeded by material conditions. That is called sudasattva or vasudeva, because in that state, the Supreme Person Krishna is revealed in the heart of the devotee. Srila Jiva Goswami has very nicely described this Vasudeva Sudasattva in Bhagavata Sankarva. He explains that Ashtokara Sata is added to the name of the spiritual master to indicate one who is situated in Sudasattva, or in the transcendental state of Vasudeva. the word Vasudeva is also used for other purposes. For example, Vasudeva also means one who is everywhere, all-pervading. The sun is also called the Vasudeva Sabhatam. The word Vasudeva may be utilized for different purposes, but whatever purpose we adopt, the Vasudeva means the all-pervading or localized Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita, it's also stated Vasudeva Sabhatam. Factual realization is to understand Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of God, and surrender unto Him. Vasudeva is the ground wherein Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of God, is revealed. When one is free from the contamination of material nature and situated in pure Krishna consciousness or in the Vasudeva state, Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of God, is revealed. This state is also called Kaivalya, which means pure consciousness. Jnanam, Satvikam, Kaivalyam. When one is situated in pure transcendental knowledge, one is situated in Kaivalya. Therefore, Vasudeva also means Kaivalya, a word which is generally used by impersonals. Impersonal Kaivalya is not the last stage of realization, but in Krishna consciousness, Kaivalya, when one understands the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then one is successful in that pure state by hearing, chanting, remembering, etc., because of the development of knowledge of the science of Krishna, one can understand the Supreme Personality of God. And all these activities are under the guidance of the internal energy of the Supreme Lord. The action of the internal potency is also described in this verse as apavrata, free from any covering. Because the Supreme Personality of God, His name, His form, His clothes, His paraphernalia, etc., being transcendental or beyond material nature, it is not possible to understand any one of them with the materialistic senses. When the senses are purified by the discharge of pure devotional service, the pure senses can see Krishna without covering. Now one may inquire that since actually the devotee has the same material existential body, how is it possible that the same materialistic eyes become purified by devotional service? Example, as stated by Lord Chaitanya, the devotional service cleanses the mirror of the mind. In a clean mirror, one can see one's face very distinctly. Similarly, simply by cleansing the mirror of the mind, one can have a clearer conception of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a state of Bhagavad Gita, Abhyasa, Yoga, Yoktena. By executing one's prescribed duties in devotional service, Chaitasananyagamina, or simply by hearing about God and chanting about Him, if one's mind is always engaged in chanting and hearing and is not allowed to go anywhere, elsewhere, one can realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As confirmed by Lord Chaitanya, by the Bhakti Yoga process, beginning from hearing and chanting, one can cleanse the heart and mind, and thus one can clearly see the face of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Lord Shiva said that since his heart was always filled with the conception of Vasudeva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because of the Supreme Lord's presence within his mind and heart, he was always offering obeisances unto that Supreme Godhead. In other words, Lord Shiva is always in trance, samadhi. This samadhi is not under the control of the devotee. It is under the control of Vasudeva, where the entire internal energy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead acts under his order. Of course, the material energy also acts by its order, but its direct will is especially executed through the spiritual energy. Thus, by his spiritual energy, he reveals himself. It is stated in Bhagavad Gita, Sambhavami Atmamaya. Atmamaya means internal potency. By his sweet will, he reveals himself by his internal potency, being satisfied by the transcendental loving service of the devotee. The devotee never commands, my Lord, please come here so that I can see you. It is not the position of the devotee to command the Supreme Personality of God to come before him or dance before him. There are so many so-called devotees who command the Lord to come before them dancing. The Lord, however, is not subject to anyone's command, but if he is satisfied by one's pure devotional activities, he reveals himself. Therefore, a meaningful word in this verse is adokshaja, indicates that the activities of our material senses will fail to realize the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One cannot realize the Supreme Personality of God is simply by the attempt of one's speculative mind, but if one desires, he can subdue all the material activities of his senses. And the Lord, by manifesting his spiritual energy, can reveal himself to the pure devotee. When the Supreme Personality of God reveals himself to the pure devotee, the devotee has no other duty than to offer him respectful obeisances. The absolute truth reveals himself to the devotee in his form. He is not formless. Vasudeva is not formless, for it is stated in this verse that as soon as the Lord reveals himself, the devotee offers his obeisances. Obeisances are offered to a person, not to anything impersonal. One should not accept the Mayavada interpretation of Vasudeva as impersonal. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, prapadyate, one surrenders to a person, not to impersonal non-duality. Wherever there is a question of surrendering or offering obeisances, there must be an object of surrender or obeisances. Therefore, you should not see your follower, though he is the giver of your body, because he and his followers are envious of me. Because of his envy, O most worshipful one, he has insulted me with cruel words, although I am innocent. Part for a woman, both the husband and father equally worshipable. The husband is the protector of the woman during her youthful life, whereas the father is the protector during her childhood. Thus both are worshipable, but especially the father, because he is the giver of the body. Lord Shiva reminded Sati, your father is undoubtedly worshipable, even more than I am, but take care, for although he is the giver of your body, he may also be the taker of your body, because when you see your father, because of your association with him, may insult you. An insult from a relative is worse than death, especially when one is well situated. Text 25, if in spite of this instruction you decide to go, neglecting my words, the future will not be good for you. You are most respectable, and when you were insulted by your relative, this insult will immediately be equal to death. Thus in the Bhaktivedanta purports of the fourth canto, third chapter, Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Talks Between Lord Shiva and Sati. Translation, one who is conducted by false ego and thus always distressful mentally and sensually cannot tolerate the opulence of self-realized persons. Being unable to rise to the standard of self-realization, envy such persons as much as even envy the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I am always engaged in offering obeisances to the Lord Vasudeva in pure Krishna consciousness. Krishna consciousness is always pure consciousness, in which the Supreme Personality of Godhead known as Vasudeva is revealed without any covering. So, here Lord Shiva indicates that he does not agree with his wife, and he's telling her not to go to the sacrifice of Daksha, because she will get insulted. In other words, he understands that Daksha cannot be corrected because of his nature. And in spite of the fact that Sati is his daughter, because of his hatred of Shiva, because of disrespect, what he thought was disrespect, he will also insult his daughter. And that will, of course, end with misfortune. So that is the reasoning given here. So here Shiva indicates his exalted nature where he says that he is offering respects to the Supreme Lord, Vasudeva or Ajokshada or Bhagavan, who is Sattva, Visuddha Sattva. So here we can understand that Shiva is a great devotee of the Supreme Lord. And he identifies him as by these names, Bhagavan Vasudeva Dokshaja. He is uncovered by material nature. He's completely pure. Shiva is, at the end of the Bhagavatam, it is stated that Shiva is the best devotee. So here is an indication of Shiva's actions as a devotee. He is constantly engaged in offering respects to Vasudeva, the Supreme Lord. So Vasudeva, of course, indicates we know the name of Krishna. He's called Vasudeva because he was born of Vasudeva. Vasudeva is the name of the father. Vasudeva is the name of the son. So he was born to Vasudev, therefore it's called Vasudev. So Vasudev is a name of Krishna. But of course, Vasudev also refers to Vishnu forms, because we have the Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Shankar, Shankaradama, and Rudra in the spiritual world. So those four are Vishnu forms, or of which the central form is Vasudev, and Shankarshan is the next expansion. So Vasudev also refers to Vishnu. In any case, whether it is Krishna or Vishnu, it is the Supreme Lord, it is Bhagavan. And he is Adokshaja, beyond the material senses. He is completely pure and uncovered by anything material. So this is the object of meditation of Shiva. Now Shiva also is the Supreme Lord in most cases. He is different from the Jivas. But he's also considered separately because of his lesser manifestation of qualities. So, though he is a Supreme Lord, he also meditates upon the Supreme Lord. We will see other examples of that also. We have Advaita Acharya worshipping Lord Chaitanya, even though they're both the Supreme Lord. Or you'll find Nityananda worshipping Lord Chaitanya, even though he's also Supreme Lord. Sometimes the forms of the Lord will also worship the Lord. In this case, it is natural because Shiva is not in the same position as the Vishnu forms. Nevertheless, he is also full of knowledge. He can never deviate from knowledge because he's not a Jiva, not covered by material nature. So therefore, he will always be worshipping and respecting the Supreme Lord. Yeah, so that is exactly what he states here. I'm always offering respects to the Supreme Lord. So this is the position of Lord Shiva, which he indicates here by his own words. This Vasudev is uncovered avartam. He's completely beyond the material world. Shiva also is uncovered in the sense that the Lord can never be covered up. Technically speaking. But at the same time, it's described that if we describe the Lord as a light, Deepa, Shiva is like the Deepa with a covering on it. And you put a glass cover on the lamp, the wind, and then it gets black because of the soot. So therefore the light is not showing so much. So there is a covering in a sense, you could say. It's not exactly a material covering, but it is purposely put there. Therefore Lord Shiva does not manifest the same amount of qualities, just as the light with the soot in front of it does not manifest the same amount of light. So in nature he is the same flame, but the manifestation of qualities is less by the arrangement of the Supreme Lord. So there is some sort of less manifestation. How is that? Because of his association with Tamagun. He doesn't manifest those spiritual qualities directly. He puts on a show of Tamagun qualities, as explained previously. And even Daksha did not appreciate those qualities. He criticized Lord Shiva for bad conduct, bad association, uncleanliness, whatever. So, therefore, the appearance of Shiva looks like he is covered, but actually he's not. The Vishnu forms, on the other hand, don't have that covering. Now, of course, Vishnu is in charge of sattva. He's in charge of sattva guna. A sattva is also a guna. It's also a covering. Unlike Lord Shiva, even though Vishnu is in charge of sattva guna, that does not in any way cover up his qualities. of the gunas, of course, sattva is the least covering in the sense that spiritual life can manifest in sattva, whereas it's difficult to manifest in tamaguna and rajaguna. Nevertheless, the Lord is not affected or covered up by even sattva guna. So, to distinguish the Lord from sattva, he is called the Vishuddha sattva. Sattva is transcendental to the material world. So, this is the nature of the Supreme Lord, whom Shiva worships. Therefore, we put Shiva in this lesser position because of the apparent covering of him and no covering upon Vishnu forms. Here we see that Shiva is called Bhagavan also. Even Vidura is called Bhagavan. So, not necessarily, it's not an absolute argument there. Bhagavan, of course, does mean a great person also. But, of course, the main meaning is, the primary meaning is it refers to the Supreme Lord. And it's given secondary significance in describing the great devotees also as Bhagavan. But the primary meaning is this Bhagavan, possessor of those six qualities which are not possessed by the jivas. That's the literal meaning. Then it's the secondary meanings are there also.
So Parashanti's definition would apply only in case of Lord
Krishna. Yeah. Shiva manifests less qualities, you know, that 55 qualities is compared to 60 qualities. So there's lesser manifestation.
What a book of that.